This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Raymond F. Garcia, appellant versus State of Missouri, respondent, decided December 10th, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, Southern Division Raymond F. Garcia, no, ED1LEN-SOU-2359, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Cape Girardeau County versus Honorable Benjamin F. Lewis, State of Missouri. Respondent. Filed December 10th, 2024. Raymond F. Garcia, Movant, appeals the judgment denying, without an evidentiary hearing, his Rule 24.035(1), amended motion for post-conviction relief. Because Movant wholly failed to allege the prejudice required to warrant an evidentiary hearing on his claim, we affirm the motion court's judgment. Background. The state originally charged Movant with murder in the first degree, armed criminal action, and burglary following the shooting death of the victim. During plea negotiations, the state offered to reduce the first degree murder charge to second degree murder, recommend a maximum of 25 years in prison on that charge, and dismiss the other two charges in exchange for Movant's guilty. One, all rule references are to the Missouri Supreme Court Rules, 2023. 2. Plea. Movant accepted the offer and entered an Alford plea 2 to second-degree murder. The plea court sentenced him in accordance with the agreement. Movant filed a Pro C Rule 24.035 motion, and appointed counsel filed an amended motion alleging that plea counsel was ineffective for failing to investigate exculpatory and mitigating evidence. Movant claimed that plea counsel made no effort to locate or contact any of the witnesses to the shooting. If plea counsel had done so, Movant alleged, she would have discovered that the victim was armed when Movant shot him in self-defense. The amended motion identified four witnesses to the shooting by name and claimed that O.N., or a combination of, these witnesses saw the victim pull a gun on Movant. Movant also averred that one of those witnesses took the gun from the victim's body. The amended motion asserted that because plea counsel did not contact or interview any witnesses, Movant also lacked sufficient knowledge of the direct consequences of his guilty plea. The state filed a motion to dismiss the amended motion. In arguing that an evidentiary hearing was not necessary, the state contended that Movant's amended motion failed to make the required allegation of prejudice since it did not claim that, but for plea counsel's failure to investigate, Movant would not have pleaded guilty and would have insisted on proceeding to trial. The motion court denied Movant's amended motion without an evidentiary hearing, and this appeal follows. Standard of review. Our review of the denial of a Rule 24.035 motion is limited to determining whether the motion court's findings and conclusions are clearly erroneous. Stanley v. State, 420 SW3D 532, 2, see North Carolina v. Alford, 400 U.S. 25, 1970, 3539, Mobank, 2014, Rule 24.035K. We will find clear error only if we are left with the definite and firm impression that a mistake has been made. Stanley, 420 SW3 at 539. Discussion. In his 4 points on appeal, Movant contends that the motion court clearly erred in denying his ineffective assistance of counsel claim without an evidentiary hearing. A Movant is only entitled to an evidentiary hearing on a Rule 24.035 motion if, 1, he or she alleges facts warranting relief, 2, those facts are not refuted by the record, and 3, the matters complained of resulted in prejudice. Coates v. State, 939 SW2D 912, 914, Mona Bonk, 1997. When the claim is based on ineffective assistance of counsel, the Movant must allege facts showing both prongs of the Strickland test. 1, that counsel's performance did not conform to the degree of skill, care, and diligence of a reasonably competent attorney, and 2, that the Movant was thereby prejudiced. See Strickland v. Washington, 466 U.S. 668, 687, 1984. if a movant fails to satisfy either the performance prong or the prejudice prong of the Strickland test, his or her claim fails, and it is not necessary for a reviewing court to address the other prong. Coleman versus State, 640 SW 3D 159, 165 Mupress Apter ED 2022. Here, movant failed to allege any facts showing the requisite prejudice, and therefore we affirm the motion court's judgment without addressing his allegations as to plea counsel's performance. In Hill versus Lockhart, 474 U.S. 52, 59, 1985, the United States Supreme Court specified that, in the context of a guilt,